Royal Edge episode
seven.
Oh my god. I'm your host Crowns, with me as always
X Jamie X,
and I'm Ronnie,
and today is April 28th 2010. Location:
planet Earth,
and we are not in
the Andromeda system. Don't look at me like that. Jamie knows what I'm talking about.
I love that name.
You know, we're always not in space. You know, we're never going to get to space. We keep going like this.
That's just because we've had too many bad experiences.
I guess.
Have we ever mentioned another planet and said something good about it?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I like Earth. Anyways.
Go green.
Go green or go home. Well, let's get into it. This episode today is brought to you by fucking Magic the Gathering, apparently, because we're all in it now. And I honestly, like, going into this podcast, and when the few times that Magic was already coming up, I really was like, all right, that's your thing. But everybody's on board now. Like, everyone's on board.
How many decks have you bought?
Like, three or four. No, like, four, maybe.
God.
But I'd like to kind of, like, Frankenstein them, so I'm hyped. It's a really fun game. You guys, the new expansion's out, obviously. We've had time to actually look at the new cards. Are you guys excited about the
honestly, Rise of Eldrazi, it's kind of cool, but I'm still stoked on World Wake.
Why is that? What type of cards are...
I don't know, honestly, just this whole like leveling system is like with all the level up cards aren't that cool to me. I'm just more focused on like this colorless deck that I'm working on.
Alright. Ronnie, anything about the new expansion or just the game in general?
Actually, I'm really into the whole like level up system because like they incorporated like a lot of vampires, which my deck is based around vampires. And there's some pretty cool vampire level up cards that I thought were cool that I could incorporate into my deck. And so it was a good little like new twist on my deck. And besides that, I like the whole new shroud effect. That one's cool. It's a bitch though. But for those of you that don't know, Shroud is you can't be targeted by spells or anything. I figure I should explain that. But besides that, it's a good release. They released a lot of really good cards. Those Eldrazi cards are assholes. I'm glad everybody's playing. We've doubled our numbers since the last time we mentioned it in this podcast.
Yeah, it's honestly a strain on the wallet for sure. I'm feeling it, but a lot of fun. Definitely looking forward to, you know, here on out. Playing this game with these guys. What are we looking forward to?
Tonight, around 3 a.m., they should drop the new UFC 2010 Undisputed demo.
All right, and who's... Now, with this new game, there's, like... It's, like, this rivalry is coming up. Normally, in the last few games, you guys always are going up against... Who's who on the previous UFC games?
It's all about... Rampage,
or it's all about
the one that always wins, Rashad Evans.
And so these guys are actually the demo players for this demo game now.
Yeah,
right?
There's four people on the demo. They got Rashad and Rampage,
and then Machida and Shogun.
All right, so you guys are pretty hyped because you guys can just live out that rivalry like right then and there.
The four top contenders in the light heavyweight division.
Yeah, and which are, like, the next two events, right?
Yeah, the next two main fights on the next two pay-per-views.
UFC 113 is going to be Machida, Shogun.
Not 113. Ronnie's mistaken. It's actually going to be 114.
Oh, man, I haven't slept. I haven't slept, guys.
He's been up for way too long.
Yeah.
Alrighty, but you guys are hyped for it. 3 o'clock, which would be, what, the 29th, technically?
Yeah, technically the 29th, 3 a.m. That's normally when they push out all the new stuff for, like, the marketplace.
So that's awesome. So definitely make sure to download that. StarCraft beta is over at GameStop now. Probably the most easily accessible way to get those.
Yeah, if you're looking for a StarCraft 2 beta, come in, reserve it with me at GameStop or your local GameStop, wherever you're at. Just $5 and put it down. You'll get that code.
And then last thing that I'm hyped on, freaking Red Dead Redemption. Finally started reading into it. Looks awesome. I like Gun, even though it's a pretty lame game, but I like Western games. This looks awesome because it's Rockstar, so I'm pretty hyped on that.
Western things are always cool, like movies.
Yeah,
like
Back to the Future.
Hell yeah, that's one of the best. That's one of my favorite Back to the Future.
That's it, guys. It's already wrapping up. Last 10 seconds.
All my Twitter friends, keep everything peaceful.